It was just a matter of time before he got on that jet. Now Adams is set. Well, we shall see. We finally made the trade. We pulled the trigger. If I'm not mistaken, this is extremely close to the deadline. And for the remainder of the season, we will not be having Devontae Adams because he is flying back east as you can go, as in the New York Jets, where he goes back with his former teammates, Aaron Rodgers. You can't be mad at a Capricorn that moves that way. Yeah, fellow Capricorn, Devontae Adams. Is he a diva? Most receivers are. Most of the high profile receivers are divas. They always are open. They want the ball all the time. That's just how the game goes. Just like the shooting guards in the NBA. Just like the shortstops in baseball. You know what I mean? We made it happen. Devontae will be turning 32. Aaron Rodgers is 57. Right? I think I'm older than Aaron Rodgers by a couple of years, maybe a year or two or some shit like that. Conditional pick. At first, I heard it was fourth round. Then they dropped it to a third round pick, which is cool. But in order for us to get that to a second rounder, Devontae has to do one of three things. Of four, technically. First, make a first team. Make a second team, and or make it to the AFC title game or the Super Bowl. Now, prior to this trade, hell, last season, the Jets were on paper promising, bringing Aaron Rodgers over there. We all know what happened. He came in for a quick 3 seconds and said, nah, I'm just going to have to sit out the rest of the year because of this injury. So we know what happened with that. On Devontae's side, he came into a situation where he wanted to play with his college. So here's the thing. I'm not mad at his way of looking at it. Hey, I played with one of the best quarterbacks of all time. Now that he is gone, I'm going to, you know, they both separated from the Packers. It was a divorce on both parts. And now it's, yo, I want to go play with my other favorite quarterback is who I played with in college. The one who helped me get here. That didn't pan out either. Right. As you know, Derek Carr is down there eating crawfish. And eating some beignets over there down there in New Orleans. So everybody has separated at this point. You got Aaron Rodgers in New York. You got Derek Carr in New Orleans. And Devontae is in Las Vegas, which I've said is not. It's almost like, nah, I can't really compare it to the Bron thing. The Bron thing will always be different and separate. That would be one of the biggest business relationships, with emotional attachments to it. But, Devontae Adams is no LeBron James of the receivers, but he certainly is a top caliber receiver. Right. Even for his age, still got the best footwork in the game, still got the best hands. We've seen that the last game he actually did play. And you can't be mad at his frustration. You can't be mad. You can't criticize his frustrations or anything like that. You could point your finger at him for being a quitter and always whining and stuff like that. But we've seen that in so many other receivers, so many great receivers prior to him. That's just how the game goes. Some stuff you got to take with the game, you know. Cause when you do, and there's receivers that has bitched, whined, and all that other shit when the team is actually doing good. You know, they don't say it as much because it's like, nigga, how dare you? But when you don't have a quarterback, a stable quarterback, you know, you don't have a solid offense, even though his offensive coordinator came with him. That's a whole nother story. Then you have a reason to kind of whine. Now, as Raider fans, we like, nigga, how dare you? But you got to still understand. Again, we went through this with Khalil Mack. We went through this with, well, not necessarily the same situation, but yeah, we have messed up as an organization who has been labeled as bad drafters in certain areas. Like we come across some great draft selections. It's just that there were better options that we could have picked prior to that. You know, there's still, I wouldn't necessarily say they're not so much Raider fans, but they're, I mean, we, as a Raider fan, even as a Laker fan, we all don't think the same. You know, some people feel like, hey, we shouldn't have drafted, you know, Lonzo Ball, and we shouldn't have drafted Henry Ruggs, because they felt like there were players better than them. Right? Put yourself in a position to get Tatum. Put yourself in a position to get CeeDee Lamb or Judy. But that's just how it laid out. That's how it planned out. Even if we would have got the opportunity to get CeeDee Lamb or Judy, then it would have been the same. To me, it's the same thing. You know, and Henry Ruggs came in there without an attitude, without, you know, I mean, he was still trying to make a way for himself. He just made probably one of the worst off the field decisions to end his career. But as a number two, sometimes number one, what, number one, number two, because we didn't really have a number one, he did his thing. He was the one receiver that we had to take the top off or whatever, because he, you know, that was our nine route. That was our post. That was our, you know, that was our guy right there. You know what I mean? He was going to stretch the field for us. And, you know, a lot of these decisions come from, you know, what type of character you're going to have to what type of player you're going to have. And we have messed up on a couple of those. And so I can't really be mad at the player for wanting to be in a better position. Same thing, like I said, with like Khalil Mack. And we've had, you know, we've gotten rid of Darren Waller. You know, the one that I'm really upset about is Winfrey. That's the one situation that I've always been upset at. I'm more upset at us losing Winfrey than trading Davante Adams. I'm going to tell you why. We need a quarterback. The quarterback answers all this. If we had a quarterback, we probably wouldn't even have Davante Adams. You know what I mean? It changes the whole dynamics if you believe in the butterfly effect. The thing is, things are not going to go the way they went if we went a certain way. And we've always needed a quarterback since Rich Gannon. Now, Derek Carr did his thing for us. He will always be a Raider. There'll be certain players that will always be a Raider. Davante Adams is not one of those players. Davante Adams came over there and it was like 3 years in, but it also feel like it was just one season. You know what I mean? I feel like he came in, he it's like, and again, we're Capricorns. When you come into work, I don't really care to make friends. I don't really care to talk to that many people, et cetera, et cetera. If you are a vibe or energy that I could fuck with, then that's cool, right? But at the end of the day, I'm not here to make, no, I'm not here to get close to certain people and things like that at the workplace. That's not like an ideal thing. So I could see him being that type of receiver. Like, nigga, I'm just here to do my job and y'all not holding up on y'all end. So I'm about to make some noise, a little bit of noise about it. I mean, the whole trading thing has been here for two seasons now. You know what I mean? And him going to the Jets is just as long, you know, soon as Aaron Rodgers, you know, got sent to the Jets, they were already talking about Adams once, you know, it got, you know, once it started looking ugly and rough and stuff like that, and we got our ugly quarterback situation over here, they was already talking about that. So we knew the writing was on the wall. We already had that. It was just a matter of when, right? He's been down for 3 weeks with a quote unquote air quotations, the heaviest of air quotations, hamstring injury. He was never injured. I'm going to tell you now, he could have had, no, don't get me wrong. He could have had some type of injury, some type of soreness or anything like that. Don't get me wrong. But he was not about to play. I don't know if y'all don't understand how trades go, but when you are in trades talk, we're not involved, the fan base. So we don't know the details. We don't know the phone calls, the text messages, the emails, the faxes and stuff like that that is going back and forth in that war room. So all we getting is Ian Rappaport and he telling us what he gets. But if you know the game as much as you can know, then you know, When they sit a player down on the bench, he's in trade. He's in trade mode because you can't trade a dirty piece. You can't trade an injured player. You can't do that. They're not going to accept that. You know what I mean? So do you really think that they would risk? And I'm saying this particular player, right? Do you think they would risk trading for a player who has a severe hamstring injury? Nah, and then this is the year for hamstrings. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's in the water, but players all over the place has been getting hamstring injuries, and most of them has been receivers. Receivers, and then we got some running backs. So, yeah, I mean, I can't root for him. I can't root for him to be bad. I can't root against him. I can't hate. They logically, that wouldn't even make it. Emotionally, it's not there. Because like I said, we was never supposed to have them to begin with. If you can't have this special type of toy in your lineup and you don't have the proper mechanics, you don't have the proper mindset, you don't have the proper tools, the experience, or just a gunslinging attitude to get the ball to him to win games. That's what it's all about, especially at his age. He turned 32 this year, right? You're not about to sit up there and waste this man's, he's like in the late third, early fourth quarter of his career, you know? So, and then Aaron Rodgers, he's even older. You know what I'm saying? If I'm not mistaken, Bron and Aaron Rodgers is around the same age. So we're both looking at these. I think there's a prop bet out there who's gonna play longer. Is it gonna be Aaron Rodgers or is it gonna be LeBron James? And I think it's gonna be Bron for sure. Cause I think Aaron Rodgers got at least, he's gonna play this season, maybe one more year in Rod. I mean, I think Rodgers just pure ego alone is gonna have him play one more season. Right? But clearly it's not the same Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay and stuff like that. But I mean, they got weapons over there. They got to put it together. They just lost to the Bills recently. So I want to say they had 2-4 or something like that. I think they're at like 2-4. Same. I think we have identical records between the Jets and the Raiders. But they by far have more weapons, especially adding Adams. So they didn't have to give up Garrett Wilson. That's a dope thing. And then Garrett Wilson, it can learn, hopefully can learn some things from, hopefully Devontae is not the full Capricorn that I think he is and say, hey man, I'm about to teach you this footwork. I'm about to teach you this route running and this, you're going to be able to take it to the next level because Garrett Wilson is the future, you know, whether he stays or leaves the Jets, he's still going to be a receiver in the league and he got to get better. And who better to learn from than Devontae Adams? That shifts a lot of shit for fantasy. I'm not sure who has him, but I know it was definitely difficult to play him. I probably should have went after him. Who's to say that the owner of Devontae Adams would have gave him up? But for him to be gone for 3 weeks, I definitely, after that second week, maybe in the middle of the third, meaning like while the games are going on in the third, in that third week of him being injured, quotations, I probably would have offered a trade. I should have offered a trade because I probably would have got him real cheap. I probably would have got him real cheap, but I didn't. But that's going to shift a couple of things for fantasy that might help out a lot of people who have Garrett Wilson, Devontae Adams, and maybe even Aaron Rodgers. You know what I mean? Fantasy wise, it's going to be something to look at. But again, the trade officially happened. Woke up early this morning. I had about 4-5, you know, I get, you get to know if you have, what's the apps? You're going to get it on the fantasy apps. You're going to get it on my favorite apps. You're going to get it on the score. I get it from Bleacher Report. I get it from ESPN. And of course, everybody that's 30 minutes, an hour late, going to send it to me via text message, DMs. I even had one of the players that I played in fantasy in one of my apps sent the DM through the fantasy app. I'm like, I know y'all know as a Raider fan that I get all notifications, right? I probably get the notifications as soon as the deal is done through the Raiders camp. You know, I follow the Raiders and Raider of, you know, fan pages, et cetera, on Facebook, IG, Twitter. You're going to get notified by everything. Even if you didn't have these apps, you're going to get the notifications. Why? It's not necessarily like a dead time in sports right now, but it's like, because there's baseball. Shout out to my Dodgers. I get to them in a minute. But it's like, it's nothing crazy going on. So that's going to be the biggest news for probably at least the next 2 to 3 weeks. Why? He just got traded now. It's a possibility that he can play the very next game, right? And then I got to see him perform. He's going to be in the spotlight for at least the next month or whatever. And especially now, because they got a lot of ground to pick up. They have a losing record, so they got to make that up. I don't know what their record is. I mean, not their record. I don't know what their schedule is, but they got a lot of ground to make up. You know what I mean? So shout out to Devontae. He back with A-Rod. Is good to see that we'll be able to see. And that's dope, because hopefully we get to see them like ride off into the sunset together. Now, do I think that they are AFC Super Bowl contenders? That defense ain't what it used to be. It's not what it used to be. Like, niggas is... it's just not what that deep... What they brought Aaron Rodgers over there... For the simple fact that they had a stellar defense. They were ranting and raving. And I know I got caught up in the juice because I had picked them up for a couple of games last season. And the season before. Because the season before, their defense was stellar. It was solid. You know what I'm saying? They had one of the top safeties in the game. That front four was solid. And that's what they brought him over there for. So he could have a defense. Hey, the quarterback's best friend outside of a receiver and a safety blanket and a tight end or a check down running back is for sure defense. It's for sure defense. You know what I mean? Especially a defense that's going to keep the opposing team down enough to where it's like, hey, if you can give us at least 21, 28 points a game, we got you. And that's all you could ask for. But now that defense it's not what it used to be. So, but at the same time, it's a lot of parity in the league this year. This year alone, it's a lot of parity. Like, you got the Steelers who don't really have they don't have a gunslinging quarterback. You know what I'm saying? And they just beat us. So it's crazy to say what they don't have when they just beat us, but it's the truth. When you want to look at recent history of the Steelers, and I'm talking about since like the early 2000s, they've always had a steady quarterback. This is the most revolving door of a quarterback we've seen, because after Big Ben left, it's just been like that. You know what I'm saying? It's just been like that. And they got two quarterbacks. They got a proven veteran quarterback over there that's on the bench. And they said he was on the bench for, you know, injury reasons. But they got the young Fields cat who at one point the Raiders wanted. And he just making it happen, though. It's more so of him making it happen with his legs than anything. And that's how they end up beating us. I'll get to that game in a minute. But I want to get back to the parity of the league. It's like a lot of parity. Like last year, I had the Niners and Baltimore in the Super Bowl. You fast forward. The Niners is a mediocre team. They don't have their best player. They haven't had their best player all season. that defense isn't as potent as it was, although it has shown up in a couple of games. Then you look at the Baltimore. Baltimore has gotten better, but started off real shaky. You know, Dallas out there looking like, well, that's nothing new. But, you know, as of lately, we've seen Dallas start off a little bit solid. You know what I'm saying? Enough to make the playoff. They look like trash. Washington Commanders is over there hooping. The Washington Commanders and Pittsburgh look the same to me. And they got a young cat over there that's just, he making it work with his legs. But to me, he has a better arm than Fields. Accuracy and strength. You know what I mean? Obviously, you got the Detroits of the world. And Detroit is looking good, looking great. And they just so happen to be in one of the best divisions in the NFC. You know what I mean? So you got the Vikings, who I don't think anybody, including Viking fans, expected them to be where they at right now because of the quarterback situation. But it pays to have a solid, experienced backup, I tell you that much. Arizona is just it's hard to, you know. And then you got like the Rams, who's not too far removed from the Super Bowl and the postseason a couple of seasons ago. And it's like, they are not doing so good. You know what I'm saying? But they got a couple of key injuries and stuff like that. So, you know, the parity comes from teams just getting better from the season before. A lot of rookies have stepped up and a lot of key injuries. You know what I mean? So that's where the parity comes from in the league today. I can't tell you who's the favorite. It's easy to say, like, building off of what they did last year, that Detroit would be the team. But okay, let's just go with it. If that's the popular one, because all of Detroit is gonna say that they deserve to go to the Super Bowl. But we'll see. I don't have. There's not a team that stands. That's what it is. Like, as good as Detroit is, there's not a team that stands out where I'm like, all right, they might be the number one team to look out for. Nah, they not even the best team in a division. Not to say that means something. You don't have to be the best team in your division to be the best team in the league. Nah, because it's just the way of the records, especially if they got the head-to-head wins, which they haven't played the Vikings yet. They haven't played. I don't think they've played Green Bay yet. Nobody thought Green Bay would be doing what they're doing right now. With their quarterback going down early, you know what I'm saying? But we'll see. I will say this. The NFC, they usually have a great NFC championship matchup. Like, because I've always looked at some NFC matchup, playoff matchups, as like the Eastern Conference and NBA playoff series. The early ones, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to watch it because I'm an NBA fan and I'm an NFL fan. I could watch the Browns and fucking Miami all day. I could watch teams like that. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, when there's other games on that's better or that's coming on later, it's like, I might not pay that much attention to it. But they got some good teams in the NFC that, and they're exciting to watch now. You know what I mean? Nobody wanted to watch Dallas. I'm sorry for all y'all Dallas fans, but nobody want to watch y'all niggas. We tired of seeing y'all niggas. You know what I mean? We need some new blood. Tampa Bay. I don't know what to make of Tampa Bay in whole, but they got some weapons over there. My God. And they don't even call him Baker Mayfield. And I got him as a fantasy quarterback, too. They call him Laser Mayfield. So hopefully he can. And let's talk about his resurgence, too. You know, I know we talk about Geno Smith a lot, but Baker Mayfield, ever since that nigga left the Browns, you know, he had a cool little stint in L.A. for a minute. But that nigga resurgence in Tampa Bay has been unmatched. You know what I'm saying? Geno Smith is up there. Don't get me wrong. But, you know, we expected more out of Baker than Geno Smith at one point. Like, if you match their early careers, I think it was more so on Baker. And I think because a lot of people wanted Baker to fail more than Geno Smith. Geno Smith was nice, though. I mean, he was nice. Sometimes it's just the players being in certain situations, going back to the Davante Adams. You know what I'm saying? Like, my boy Smooth said, if Davante Adams goes to the Jets and start playing like Moss, like, nigga, what does that even mean? Stop being extra. If he goes to a team that has a quarterback, I expect him to play like that. Now, at 32, I don't know. Again, a receiver or a running back in their 30s is not really praised. It's a luxury to have because they've been around the block, and it's depending on if they got chemistry with the quarterback, they know where to be at. You don't really need, it's not about the speed, it's about the angles, it's about the route running, it's about the precision at that point. So, man, shout out. But as far as my Raiders and getting back to that, the Raiders and Pittsburgh, quarterback play. And we gave O'Connell the keys to the car. He got it. I don't think they'll put Minshew back in, but we'll see. If they do, that just shows you how delirious we are. But, you know, in order for us to get that solid draft pick to a second rounder, it depends on how great Devontae is. So as a Raider fan, a part of a Raider nation, we can't fully go against him even if we wanted to. It wouldn't make any sense. You know what I mean? It's like if we root for him to do bad and he does bad, then that pushes back to a third rounder. If he does great and makes the second or a first team, or they are the Jets just so happen to get to a AFC West, AFC title game, or even if they make the Super Bowl, then that works out for us. That pick gets better. And the other plus thing is we don't have that nigga's salary. We don't owe that nigga no money. All that is on the Jets. That's a problem. That's a good problem for them to have. That's a better thing for us, is that we got money. You know what I mean? So now it's time to do what a lot of teams need to do. I don't like the tanking thing because it's almost like you're going to play good enough not to win or not to be embarrassed. But you want to get in position to get a quarterback or some more pieces. And that's where we're at now. But we're going to have the money. Let's keep Mad Max happy so he won't be pushing coaches. So he will be pushing coaches on the sideline and then having his PR fix it for him. But that's just what it is. It's football. Hey, y'all not going to get under my skin. I look at the game totally different than the average fan. I believe certain players we don't even deserve if they're not in the right position. So I can never get mad at them. I can always get mad at the organization for putting players in a bad position. If they, you know what I'm saying? And you can't please everybody. You can't please all the players. But this is football, to where you have a quarterback that has to feed anywhere between 4 to 5 skill positions throughout the game. And there's going to be times where certain players won't get fed like they want to. And it's all about coaching, ego, humbleness, all kind of shit. You got to be on the same page. To win a championship, it takes a lot, bro. It takes a lot. You got to put your ego to the side. But when you're not in a position to win a title or even compete in the playoffs, it's like, I might as well just go after my incentives. I might as well go after these records and stuff like that. But I can't do that if I don't have a quarterback to feed me the rock. So shout out to Devontae. I'm glad to see you back with your ex. Hopefully y'all can work it out this time. And it might be a season or two too late on both sides, as far as the defense, Devontae and Aaron Rodgers. But this is the season, it is right now, if not next season, to show that the game has progressed to where, no, we can play longer. We can play much longer. And we shall see. Outside of that, my Dodgers is tied up with the Mets 1-1. We came out the gate swinging out. I think we beat, what was the nigga? It was like 9-0. We smacked the dog shit and couldn't follow it up with another W. But I know y'all New Yorkers. I know y'all New York niggas out there hoping for a Subway Series or whatever. We trying to disrupt all that. We need another one. We need a 2024. A title. We need that one. You know what I'm saying? I'm not. Who's to say what's gonna happen with my Lakers? You know what I'm saying? But it's not promising. It's not promising like it used to back in the day. You know, my Raiders are already on rebuild mode. So as long as I can give me a Dodgers ring, that'd be lovely. Not too far away from the because we know. My Lakers and Dodgers won in 2020. That was a beautiful thing. something like 88 again. So Dodgers got to hold this down, man. You got to hold this down. Now, when I do get back in the future, we got some college basketball on the way. Because we got some NBA basketball on the way, too. UCLA is ranked. I think UCLA is like number 22, if I'm not mistaken. 23 or 22, one of those. I think Kentucky is like ranked right in front of us. And we down there alone in the 20s or whatever. But that's what it is, though. It's weird seeing that, especially Kentucky, that low. But the game has changed, bro. Yeah, niggas ain't going to be in that top 5, top 10. You know what I'm saying? All the time. But college basketball is on the way. Now, the good thing is my fantasy teams are still rolling. You know what I'm saying? So, shout out. And then fantasy, niggas are struggling. I've came across a couple of losses, and it's like, it's real bad. You really got to dig into niggas' rosters and seeing who they second, third running backs are and the receivers, et cetera, et cetera. But that's why we play the game, baby. So, Davante Adams, salute. Get the job done, sir. Get the job done. As far as my Raiders, don't you be blaming Antonio Pierce for everything. Keep that nigga Mad Max happy. And let's rebuild. Quarterback. Focus on the quarterback and focus on that offensive line. That's what we need. Forget the defense. Forget the defense. Like, you got to put pressure on the defense from the offense now. Because the defense has already done that. Our defense has played great enough to say to offense, we deserve y'all to be better. Because we can't keep doing this. You know what I mean? So, that's it. Overrun with BTG. Shout out to Davante Adams. Salute, King.